This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of kind of a mixed trade. You got the corn and bean market trading a little bit higher before the big WASDE report here released later on this morning. The wheat, on the other hand, continues to see its pressure. It was down over 10 cents on Chicago wheat, 13 on the Kansas City wheat, as hedge pressure kind of builds as the harvest picks up steam.
Jim, what have we seen happening in the wheat marketplace? Because we've seen some turns that have been big to the upside and big to the downside in just recent weeks.
Well, a lot of volatility here the last couple of days, but we saw a big surge up on the idea that the Russian crop was deemed hard, and it was hit hard by a frost and then a frost freeze and drought. The market really surged on that news, but the fact of the matter is, Mark, we just haven't sold any wheat. So even though the market went up on the world pricing, our prices followed it up, but we haven't got any sales, so now we're kind of pulling back a little bit. We've pulled back to the 100-day moving average. We've held the 100-day in the last two trading days. So far, we held it here in the overnight session, so hopefully this wheat market's trying to catch. But right now, it's a situation where the market's trying to fall back as, like I said, hedge pressure is starting to pick up as harvest is beginning. Early results out of Kansas, I would say, is maybe a little bit better than anticipated, adding to the little bit of a negative tone we've seen in the wheat recently.
We know that each time that we have the WASDE report that it can be, I guess, make news headlines, or I should say move the marketplace one way or the other based to varying degrees. What do we think about the June report traditionally?
Well, traditionally, it's kind of a relatively lackluster report unless they make some yield adjustments. They do that every so often. No one's anticipating that. We are off to a slow planting pace, but we've kind of really picked up steam. You look at the crop ratings on the corn, there's nothing to suggest they've got to make any yield adjustments.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn up 4 even at 453.5. July soybeans up 5 even at 1183 even. July soybean meal up 50 cents at 359.80. July soybean oil up 48 cents at 44.15. Chicago wheat down 8.25 at 618.25. Minneapolis wheat down 10.25 at 668.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 12 even at 643 even on the Merck. June live cattle up 25 cents at 184 even. August feeder cattle up 67 cents at 258.32. July lean hogs up 67 cents at 92.95 at 1986.